Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So LA's done a really good job without having the first round pick. Let's take care of the defense. And so at the first round, let's go at Latu from UCLA. We want an edge rusher to go after Byron Young. We want to make sure we're missing Aaron Donald. So we need someone that can replace some of that production that walked out the door. This guy's the most explosive, most natural pass rusher in the draft. He can do it from a variety of positions. I think it makes it very, very easy for the Rams to be able to get it done. And then let's go and double down on the pass rush and get Brandon Dorlus. So
Bucky Brooks on Latu and the Rams. Played that because he had a visit with the Bills. Some of the story about Latu is he has a neck injury, but teams have cleared him. And he's said to be one of the most complete edge rushers. Could be on the board when the Bills pick at 28. The Bills had a visit with Latu. I've not seen him falling that far that many times. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe with you, with talking lots of Sabres. But quick thing on the Bills, because they've had some defensive players added to their official 30 visits. With Latu, I see him to the Rams all the time. And to have him in for a visit is to have a player in that I think is a trade-up candidate. You know, the Bills can't, of course, only pick players that are projected to go to them. They would have to interview guys that might fall. Like maybe Latu falls because the teams that have cleared him decide not to take him, and the teams that haven't cleared him are right in front of them. Anyway, pass rusher, rare maturity to his game. Quote here from NFL.com scouting report. Everything about his skill set and production is translatable to the NFL. Could become a Pro Bowler as a 3-4 outside linebacker with a heavy influence on the game, but an edge rusher. So maybe.
He's over under 17.5.
Yeah, that's high for, you know, that's a move up. That's Brian Thomas Jr.
That's, I guess, the same as Thomas Jr. and Mitchell's over under.
AD Mitchell.
So. I mean, they're going to address pass rusher at some point. Right?
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Like, there's no way they're going into the year, I think, without making one more significant acquisition at that position. Because otherwise, right now, it's just, I mean, Epinesa is starting for them, which maybe is not the worst thing in the world, but he was good last year as kind of a role player. And if he's not being relied upon, then you're praying that Vaughn's going to do something for you.
Yeah.
And that's just not the most comfortable spot, I think, to be in.
803-0550, our phone number. On the Bills in the draft, it's 8 days away. No Joe Marino today. Joe's off today. He took the day off. He and his wife just welcomed a baby girl.
Yep.
Congratulations to Joe. Heard the whole story on the podcast, and, you know, life a little hectic for Joe. We're going to give him the day and maybe more if he needs it. So we'll take your calls on Bills draft stuff if you want. We're also talking a lot about the Sabres and Kevin Adams' comments from yesterday at the press conference. Players speak today. And we'll see what their reaction is to Don Granato's dismissal and the Sabres coaching search. I mean, I'm eager to see Elliot Friedman or whatever, whoever's the first insider to report the short list of names.
Yeah.
We think it's Lindy, Craig Berube, Rod Brind'Amour is the shortest list. Next would be Gallant, Bruce Boudreau.
That's if there is a short list,
yeah.
Right? If there is more than a name. Let me find that comment, too, because Adams was asked about if there's, you know, a number of guys that he's thinking about, and it was more like, I don't know, I've got a plan. Like, it wasn't, he didn't lend anything to, you know, I've got a series of candidates that I like. Like, he didn't go down that path. It was more of, I've got a guy. Here was the comment. I have very specific. He was asked about the number, if he sees a number of candidates out there that kind of fits the qualifications he's looking for. His comment was, I have very specific thoughts on a number of coaching candidates, but I'm not compromising what my team needs. I'm going to get the right guy. I'm going to get the right guy. And I don't know that we'll hear about a short list from him.
Yeah, he talked about when they hired Don, he was the interim coach, and then they did interviews and they landed back on Don. So
right.
He's been through the interview process before and would have gotten intel and whatever on a lot of different candidates. So he knows, I might like this about this guy and this about this guy. And Adams represented yesterday that ownership has given him the green light to do whatever it takes.
Right.
So
it is that's right to point out here too, that matters. Isn't it right to think that because he was so specific about what he's looking for, that he wholeheartedly believes that the guy he wants, he's going to get, or else he wouldn't talk like that? Because now there's no backdooring to Seth Appert. Right? Because now it is, everyone knows you failed.
Yeah.
Because he could have gone the other way. If he thought, well, there's a guy I like, and I think I'm going to try to get him, and we'll see how it goes. We're going to do a search. I don't know that he's as specific as he was.
He could have just been a little dismissive and said, we're going to hire whoever is best.
The right man for the job.
Yeah, whoever is best, whoever we feel. Instead, it was more along the lines of, I know who's best, and I'm going to get the right guy.
Right.
So, whether that's in his eyes, if that's Lindy Ruff, if that's, again, the whole thing I thought would fuel Brind'Amour speculation. That's how you talk if you think you're going to get Brind'Amour. And he's perfect for us.
That's true.
He's exactly what we need. But you can't talk about him because he's under contract with another team.
I know. And, man, that is just, I cannot decide if I think that's actually realistic.
I do not think it's realistic.
And the timing, right? Like, you've got to wait potentially a month or two to do that. And then where are you at? Because that's how you set yourself up for not getting the guy you're talking about. Because, all right, let's say Carolina goes to the conference finals, which is very realistic. Or they go even a couple of rounds in. And you wait a month to see if he'll come to you. If you've talked to him and have a sense that he might come and he's going to be true to his word. Okay, you wait. By the time you arrive there, let's say you now re-sign to Carolina, Berube's probably signed somewhere.
Maybe. I wouldn't be.
Teams, though, have gone out there and your list is shorter. Like, your list of guys you could fall back on is probably shorter.
How many coaching vacancies are there right now?
Ottawa is going to be vacant, right? They just had an interim. I don't know if they're going to keep. Who's the old guy that they have there? Jacques Lemaire, maybe? Trying to think. Jacques Martin is the coach there. So that's one. I mean, I think Tortorella's getting fired in Philadelphia, personally. LA's got an interim coach at the moment, but they're getting to the playoffs. New Jersey is an opening after they fired Lindy. They had an interim. St. Louis had an interim. So, and Toronto, if they lose in the first round, like there could be as many as five or six.
Could Pittsburgh fire their coach?
Pittsburgh could fire Sullivan. Yep. Yeah, there could be a bunch.
803-0550. Phil and West Seneca next up as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. West of New York's number one Kia dealer. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Phil.
I'm not in favor of goon hockey or anything like that. Like back in the day, I've been, you know, I'm 54 years old. I've been watching the Sabres for, you know, forever. And, but I do think they need like a bona fide fourth line, grinding line that's going to go out there and set the tone if it needs to be, you know, done, or, you know, make another team's player accountable for taking a cheap shot at like a Darlene or something. Darlene seems like he takes a lot of cheap shots over the years, and, you know, that shouldn't be happening. And also what shouldn't be happening is Dylan Cousins going in there and making, you know, going in there and fighting. He's one of our skilled players. He should be, you know, somebody should be sticking up for him. And I believe that fight, that beating he kind of took, that game kind of set him back a lot. I mean, he was playing a little better towards the end, but I think it set him back. He shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. And, you know, and I think it's, I'm not saying it's getting back to goon hockey, but it seems like a lot of teams have players that, you know, can go out there and fight if they need to fight. You know, like maybe we can pick up a DeLorean again, or someone like that. I don't know. There's a lot of names out there. I'm just saying that we got enough skill on this team. I think we need to get back to a little bit of physical players.
Yeah, I'm not against a guy like that in the bottom six. But when I start hearing names of guys like that who scored one goal and 4 points in 60 games this year, that that's too far. It's too far. I don't mind them being a little bit tougher or a little bit more, what the word Adams used, abrasive in the bottom six. But I'm not worried about guys at the top fighting once in a while, right? Like, isn't that what people want from those guys? And it's not like Cousins is fighting every night. What'd he fight? 3 times in his NHL career? 4 times at this point. Tage is maybe the same thing. I've heard that question a lot about, did Hathaway rocking him at the beginning of the year cause it all? Was it Trent Edwards, Adrian Wilson? Probably, I don't know.
Probably not.
I want to believe it wasn't, because if it is, we got big problems.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I have instant trivia for you.
Okay.
Want instant trivia?
Sure. Instant trivia is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door.
So the Sabres are searching for a head coach. They could hire Craig Berube. Could.
Yep.
If they did hire Berube, he'd be a current Stanley Cup winner coaching in the NHL.
Uh-huh.
As of right now, there are 6 coaches with Stanley Cups coaching.
Okay. Okay, 6 including, no, Berube wouldn't count.
Right.
Okay, so John Cooper.
Correct. Tampa Bay.
Tortorella.
Correct.
20 years ago.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. Okay, how about, who's won recently? Jared Bednar.
Correct. Bednar. Colorado.
Okay. Bruce Cassidy.
Yes. Vegas.
Was that 4?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Bylsma's not back in the league, is he? Nope. He's coaching the Coachella Firebirds.
Cool.
Who else has won the cup recent? Vegas won it. Tampa's won it. Colorado's won it. I might have the current Stanley Cup guys. What about, not Barry Trotz, he's not in the league anymore, so not Washington. Oh, Mike Sullivan.
Correct, Mike Sullivan.
With Pittsburgh?
Yep. One and more.
One more, one more. Is it a guy that did it with the team he's on now?
No.
Okay. So a retread.
He's been treaded a few times. How many teams has he coached? Maybe 3? Let me double check that. It's 3 or 4.
Multiple teams. Retreaded a couple times. Coaches with the Stanley Cup.
Oh boy, he's coached a lot of teams. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's on his 6th team.
6th?
6th team.
Okay, so this dude is old. Who's old? Is Daryl Sutter still in the league?
He's not.
I saw him as a name for the Sabres yesterday brought up. Paul Maurice doesn't have one. And that's not 6 teams anyway. Is Jacques Martin have a cup? No, right? Also, he's interim, so I don't even know if he counts. Not Sheldon Keefe, so not Toronto, not Montreal, that's St. Louis. Winnipeg. Who's Winnipeg's coach? Rick Bonus? Wouldn't have that. He didn't win a cup. Is this obvious?
Kind of. One of them is.
Okay.
There's only one left. No, Jacques Martin's not correct. And this name is, I mean, I feel like you should remember that he won the Stanley Cup.
Is Claude Julien in the league still? No. I should remember that he won the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Who?
It's like a formative moment in all of our lives.
Oh. I'm very proud of myself that I've forgotten that this person has a Stanley Cup, Peter Laviolette.
Yeah, six teams he has coached.
Where is he?
Rangers.
Rangers, right now? See, it didn't even enter my brain because it doesn't count.
You can't just black him out.
Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Yep.
Laviolette. Six teams?
Six teams.
And he hasn't won the Cup since Carolina?
Islanders, Carolina. I just had it up here a minute ago.
He was in Washington at one point.
Yes.
He was in Nashville at one point.
Yes.
He's in the Rangers now, and there's one other. Was he in Philly?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Philly. Is he Philly's coach, the last Sabre playoff series?
I mean, I sure.
I don't even
remember. You're asking me to go too far back. Facebook today told me it was 14 years ago I posted, I'm feeling sick about Thomas Vanek's broken ankle. Speaking of Sabres playoff series.
That is the only thing
Johnny
I remember
Boychuk.
About the series. Yeah.
Former Sabre, Johnny Boychuk.
Yep. Yeah, he and Ben Bishop. Vanek returned, though, in the series, didn't he?
Yeah, like the last game, game six.
And he was...
No.
Laviolette was the last coach, the Flyers in 11.
Scott in Rochester, good job on instant trivia. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm curious if you guys have been watching Champions League. The games have been really, really good, especially, like, you know, most Americans think soccer is boring. But being a Dortmund fan, that game yesterday was anything but boring. It was one of the most exciting soccer games I've ever watched. And I'm just curious what you're expecting out of your Arsenal team today.
Yeah, Arsenal playing Bayern Munich. Yesterday's games in the Champions League, I caught it late and I was watching the post show. PSG beats Barcelona. Dortmund beats Atletico Madrid. I just want to say I hope Arsenal wins. Been a rough week. First, they tied Bayern last week. And again, they looked like they were in control of it and then had to struggle to get the tie. I'll tell you one thing I love about it. Thanks, Scott, for this call. I love a two-game series on aggregate. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
That was Friedman's idea for an NHL play-in, is to do a two-game aggregate.
Okay. Two-game series, one in each building. Every goal counts.
Yep.
Love
Total
it.
Score between the two.
Absolutely. And both of these games today, Bayern, Munich, and Arsenal, and Man City and Real Madrid, are tied on aggregate. One's 2-2, and one's 3-3.
Yeah.
So they go in tied. It used to be road goals was the tiebreaker. That's not the case anymore. Now it's just...
You go to overtime?
You go to kicks. Yeah, okay. you go to overtime and kicks. So, yeah. That's what Arsenal did in their last round. They beat Porto. They went to kicks.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, Arsenal and Bayern Munich today at 3 o'clock.
Must be nice.
I could really use a win.
Must be nice. Champions League.
I mean, it's only nice. You're trying to win that and the league.
Yeah, at the same time.
You know, you want to talk about pressure.
Yeah.
You're playing in one league trying to get the eighth spot. Oh, I got a lot of pressure. I got a lot of pressure to do that. How about trying to win, you know, Manchester City's won three trophies a year.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Right.
Oh, man, there's pressure for an eighth playoff spot. I know. I'm sorry. Okay. Speaking of the Sabres coaching search, Pete Blackburn's going to join us on the other side. So as we chat about the potential coaching candidates, he hosts the What Chaos show on YouTube, hockey show, mostly hockey. So Pete Blackburn joining us on the other side as we chat about the Sabres options from here. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
The people that were retained on the coaching staff were retained for a reason, but, you know, I think this will be a very important conversation with the next head coach and how roles and responsibilities will be divided up. I mean, you guys know coaches, you know, some maybe more focused on the D or forwards or systems or power play, penalty kill, special teams, all that stuff, goaltending, obviously. So that's something that'll be worked through with the next head coach.
Sabres head coach. Sabres GM Kevin Adams searching for a new head coach. Hey, quickly, be caller 5 and 6 to win a pair of tickets to see Jamie Johnson at Art Park's Main Stage Theater July 16th, courtesy of Live Nation. Callers 5 and 6 at 2214WGR. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. That's a pair of tickets for callers 5 and 6 to see Jamie Johnson at Art Park's Main Stage Theater July 16th, 2214WGR. Jeremy and Joe, as we react to Kevin Adams from yesterday, we wait to hear from the players today. And on the West Her Hotline is Pete Blackburn, host of the What Chaos show on YouTube. And I would say general routine Sabres tweeter. Could I say that, Pete? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm a definite observer, that's for sure.
Fair. So what did you observe yesterday from Kevin Adams and this big change that the Sabres are going through? I want to say that people here were mostly surprised, only because we've stopped really thinking the Sabres kind of operate that way, and yesterday was a bit of a reminder that they're capable of it still.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big takeaway, obviously, from that is the NHL experience, right? The next guy having NHL experience, because we had the discussion on our show yesterday as to, you know, who the next guy should be, who the next guy might be, and a name that came up and a name that I think is going to come up a lot is David Carl. Obviously, just won two back-to-back national championships with Denver. He seems like he's ready and primed for the NHL if he wants that opportunity. And with the Sabres being a young team and you know, needing a change, like I thought that name might come up. But, you know, and you mentioned Appert at break. And so, like, I think it's curious to see who the next guy was or will be. And I'm sure you can tell me if I'm wrong, but Craig Berube feels like he would be a great fit for that team moving forward.
I mean, based on what Adam said yesterday, he fits a lot, like the words accountability being used. He said a guy with NHL experience, and he said the words pedigree. We can start getting into some of these candidates one by one. Berube for that, like, he wins the cup, and there are playoff seasons after that. Is he the same to you as, I guess, you know, there are Boudreaux out there that never won in the playoffs at all. Like, is he qualify for all that pedigree and what the Sabres would be looking for?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you look at what he's gotten out of, you know, I would say not the most talented groups. He had talent in St. Louis, obviously, but he did well to kind of hold his group accountable. And I do agree that's very near the top of what the Sabres need, because I'm sure you guys have talked about it ad nauseum, but like Casey Mittelstadt going to Colorado and saying, oh, well, they practice hard here. And even just from observing the Sabres and kind of how they approach their business and some of their habits, there needs to be way more accountability and there needs to be way more definite and clear leadership. And that's not me saying that Don Granato was a bad coach, because I don't think that Don Granato was a bad coach. He unlocked a lot of guys in Buffalo to a degree that gave the Sabres hope. But there was just a point that he couldn't push past and a point that the return started diminishing. And I think that they need the next guy who's going to turn them into more of an adult hockey team than a team of kids that is finally kind of being unlocked.
Yeah. Joe had mentioned like a Stamkos idea or Pavelski or, you know, a veteran leader. And it feels like the coach is a part of that. You say adult hockey team. We've had calls about, you know, toughness, grit, abrasive, sandpaper, but I guess what it kind of all comes to is just less of a team of kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, it's a commitment to the day in, day out. It's just, you know, there is a difference between a player who's an adult and a player who's a kid and having a good time. And I think that being from Boston, I've seen how it works, where if you have adults in the room, they impose good habits on the younger guys, and that's days off the ice, that's days on the ice, that's game nights, that's just the day in, day out of the grind. And I think the Sabres need a bit more of that.
Pete Blackburn on the Western Hotline. What chaos show on YouTube. Very good listen. On, you guys talked a lot about the Sabres coaching search yesterday, or guys that could replace Don Granato. Didn't sound like you three as a group are very into the Lindy Ruff idea.
I'm not. I know my co-host DJ said that he thinks it's a pretty safe bet. He said, I think in that, you know, you know what Lindy is, and you know he'll probably get this team to the playoffs. But in my mind, from what I've seen over the past couple of years, I think that Lindy, the game has passed him by a little bit. It wouldn't move the needle for me, and I think that if you're Buffalo, you want to go in a new direction. You want to go in a direction where you can find the guy, not just the next guy. And I look at Lindy as what being just the next guy. Like, he would get them to the playoffs. I don't know if he would get them to the dance, and I don't know if he would get them to the place where they ultimately want to go. I just feel like the game is passing by a little bit, and when you look at what's happened in New Jersey the past couple of years, a few years ago, I think that Andrew Burnett had more fingerprints on that Devils team than Lindy Ruff did, and we saw the impact on that when Burnett left.
Yeah, we've heard that on Burnett before. The playoff point, that's where I struggle, Pete. And this comes up with Boudreaux. I don't even know if Boudreaux is an option anymore because he's almost 70, but the idea of, you know, a guy that gets you to the playoffs that you know there's just a ceiling there. I struggle with that because you want a guy that's going to be your coach, you know, for a long time. But we had a back and forth about this on Twitter, me and you, about like the Sabres about to become the most embarrassing team in the league when the Coyotes go to Utah. Like, playoffs is the bar right now, you know? Like, I don't know if it's right to feel like we should be worried about what happens once you get to the playoffs because it's just been so long since they've even been there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's saying that, that's with the mindset that, like, hey, Lindy Ruff is the only guy that can get us to the playoffs. Like, I think a lot of guys out on the market right now that you could go get are going to get you to the playoffs, and you feel like the ceiling is higher than that with them. I just think that Lindy, it feels like there's always a wall with Lindy. And, you know, when I look at the kind of the decisions that he's made with the Devils, it's not inspired confidence. And I would want to see the Sabres get somebody with a higher ceiling and somebody with a little bit more future to them than Lindy.
Pete Blackburn on the Western Hotline. To last night, the chaos of last night, did you love every second of it? Or is I'm a little conflicted. You know, Philadelphia is eliminated by Detroit scoring a goal, and then the Capitals get in because Philadelphia pulls their goalie when they didn't even really have to. So it was exciting and unique. My fear, Pete, is that it's going to stop the NHL from potentially taking steps that would be good, like a 3-2-1 or even the NBA play-in series. I think they're going to be too busy congratulating themselves off of last night because of how, I don't know, I'll say unique it was and how the races were all still very much in play.
Yeah, that's very much a possibility. I look at what happened last night, and I found it a fitting conclusion to what has been an absolutely circus-fueled clown show of an Eastern Conference wildcard race. Like, I think if you're the Sabres, you're upset that you're not even in that picture because seemingly everybody was invited to the Eastern Conference wildcard race. That's how open and it was just a race of ineptitude, and I thought that was a perfect conclusion last night to that race. I'm not upset with the way that it happened. I think that the thing that bothered me the most, last night was that the Flyers kind of ended up getting screwed by that disallowed goal or the whistle that blew that goal dead. That should have counted early in the game. Like, I'd be pissed if I was a Flyers fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they fire Tortorella?
No, definitely not. Nor should they.
All right. All right, so then we do not have to debate here whether or not that's a good idea for the Sabres. So the East is pretty much set then, which, I mean, Boston, Toronto, Florida, Tampa, I feel like in terms of matchups, we ended up in a pretty good place.
Yeah, 100%. I think that you look at the first-round matchups, and there's a lot of intrigue there. The Bruins, Leafs, and Panthers, Lightning, if you get both of those in the first round coming out of the Eastern Conference, you're pretty happy as a neutral observer. As somebody from Boston, I know that I'm going to hate my life in the next 2 weeks, so I'm just kind of trying to enjoy the calm while it lasts.
Pete, thanks for the time. Enjoy the first round.
Thank you very much. You guys as well.
Pete Blackburn joining us on the Western Hotline from What Chaos Show on YouTube, NHL Chatter.
All right, so Tortorella is off the table.
He likes Berube. Very good.
It's feasible that he's the guy, right, that Adams was talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
The only thing that makes me think it's not him and it's someone else is Adams spoke with such conviction about what he's looking for. It makes me think he has a tight relationship with whoever he was talking about. And I don't even know if he knows Berube. Maybe he does know him well. Maybe did they run into each other when their playing careers?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't even know, but I know that he played with Rod Brindamore for 7 seasons. And I know that he worked with Lindy Ruff every day for multiple years as Lindy's assistant coach. So, I don't... Adams spoke yesterday like he knows a guy, he knows him well, and he knows exactly what he's getting. And the two names where he would know exactly what he's getting are Lindy and Brindamore. Those are the two guys he's worked with.
Stay tuned, Acropolis Opa Trivia. It's timely. You can win a $50 gift card to Acropolis coming up. I also have a Let's Get Stupid from earlier in the week. And, you know, we've done a good amount of Sabres that I'm ready to open it. I'm ready to get into it, Joe, if you want it. It's a uniform idea for the Bills sent in by a listener. My favorite thing that happens is when someone sends us an idea and says, you guys should do this for Let's Get Stupid. And it's obviously like stupid. We got a good one. Really good one. So we'll get to that as well. 803-0550 Acropolis Opa Trivia next.
Our system did not change. What changed was at times a little bit of the focus, starting in training camp, of making sure, cleaning up some things defensively, but there was no systematic change. I will admit, in terms of as a former player, sometimes if you're thinking one way, there could cause hesitancy, and maybe it slows you down just that half step or whatever it is. It can look like that, but there was not a philosophical change. There was not some number crunching in the summer that said, okay, we need to really change how we play. Sometimes a point of emphasis, and it can be well-intended, just changes maybe the dynamic of the team a little bit.
One odd thing about the Sabres season, if you pay a little bit of attention, there's a small subsection of Sabres observers that just want to blame the analytics department for what happened this year. Well, for I don't even know why, but it's a thing.
Like the analytics people that are in
the Sabres organization, yeah. Like they decided you got to go to defensive now, and okay. Anyway, that's Kevin Adams from yesterday. Hey, it's time for Acropolis Comeback Trivia. Acropolis Opa, win a $50 gift certificate to Acropolis.
Acropolis Opa is back, located on Main Street in Williamsville. They're open every day from 8 a.m. till 4. Acropolis Opa.
All right, so the trivia question. I'm going to take you through a little journey to get there.
Okay.
The Sabres, if they bring back Lindy Ruff, second stint with the same team, how often does that happen? In fact, in the NHL, it's not that unusual. Guys go back and coach a team they have coached before. This one we're looking for, he coached the team he went back to for 4 games as an interim coach, then hooked on with the Tampa Bay Lightning, won a Stanley Cup, also coached last night and was eliminated from the playoffs in a very odd style. But this coach coached the New York Rangers twice.
Once was only for 4 games.
4 games as an interim coach, and then immediately off to the Tampa Bay Lightning, where he won a Stanley Cup. Correct answer to 2214 WGR. Comeback trivia. I chose this as the answer because I didn't think people were going to get Paul Maurice and Jacques Martin and Michel Therrien. But 5 or 6 or 7, there's a good list of coaches that have gone back to coach a team that they got fired from. Randy Carlyle.
Yeah.
This guy did it with the Rangers.
The Sabres have had a couple, I guess.
Ted Nolan.
And I'm going to have to look up the history of how this happened, but Scotty Bowman, 82 to 85, and then there's Jim Schoenfeld, and then Bowman back in 86. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Not unusual in the NHL at all. We have a correct answer?
We do.
Ray, does Ray get the correct answer? Congrats, Ray. John Tortorella.
I was just looking at, he was with the Rangers.
Yeah. Multiple seasons as an assistant coach, named the interim head coach for 4 games, and then got hired by Tampa.
Okay.
There you go.
In 1999-2000.
Yep.
And he hasn't won the cup since Tampa. It's a lot of games to coach for only one Stanley Cup.
I was going
to
say, it is funny, the idea of hiring Craig Berube because he's won a Stanley Cup. I mean, yeah. Tortorella, how many times has he gotten a job because he's won a Stanley Cup? He's only been to the conference finals once since.
Yeah. Well, listen, like, we're talking the cup, which seems like another planet right now. But how many times does it actually work where you bring in a Stanley Cup winning coach and then you win the Stanley Cup?
Almost never.
It did happen last year, though, didn't it? No, never
Bruce
mind.
Cassidy, no.
He didn't win the cup in Boston. Yeah, I'll try to find that. Like, when's the last time a coach won the Stanley Cup one place, got brought in another place, and then won the cup there, too?
That's a great question.
Bowman would have done it.
Yep.
Multiple times, except for here, amazingly.
If you're looking for anything that's not the 80s, you're struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Sullivan has two with Pittsburgh, John Cooper two with Tampa. But guys with multiple cups, is like Pat Burns the last to do it?
Pat Burns, and what is that going to be? Is that the late 90s that's going to be? I don't know.
Why do I have Pat Burns in my head for this? He's less going to maybe take a team to the cup final.
With multiple teams? Pat Burns, not with Toronto, right? Obviously. Montreal, Boston, New Jersey. He won the cup with the Devils. Now that's it. He won the cup in his second to last season as a coach with New Jersey. So he went deep in the playoffs with each of his teams, but he didn't win the cup in multiple places. So it doesn't often work. But again, I know cup is not like the Sabres don't deserve cup to be a part of the conversation right now. Playoffs. It's about the playoffs.
803-0550. We'll get a quick call in from Greg in Lancaster. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, Greg.
I tried calling last week. You guys talked. A caller called in and talked about toughness. And you guys talked height and weight and kind of scoffed at them. And it infuriated me to the point that you guys are just like that.
Hold on, Greg. The reason I laughed is because I'm going to put you on hold. We do not scoff at toughness. We do not scoff at toughness. And people call in and say, you scoff at toughness. We don't. Fully support the idea of them playing with a bit more edge, grit, sandpaper, all of that stuff. It's just when someone called earlier today and said he wants the hardest working team in hockey, he would gut the bottom nine for a less talented roster that plays hard. Right. And I think,
I want them to play more. I would like them to play like Florida.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times what we do is we try to treat it as what it is. It's a false equivalence. You can have a skilled roster that plays tough. So anyway, with that said, go ahead.
But the fact you do scoff at toughness because
I just explained that we don't.
Listen. All right, let me explain to you why it comes off that you do.
Okay.
Because last segment you had a caller call in that mentioned the name Nick DeLaurier.
I laughed.
And you scoffed in his face.
That's
you
right.
Did.
Yes.
But because he has four points.
It doesn't matter points. I hated Andrew Peters as a player. I thought he was always the biggest waste of space on the team. Guess what he brought to the team? He brought a toughness that his top six could jump the boards and know that on the bench there was a player that was going to come. What?
How come he didn't play in the playoffs?
Who?
Andrew Peters. If it's so important to their top six, how come he never played in the playoffs for them?
He was on the team in 06-07 there, bud.
But he never played in the playoffs.
All right, Nick DeLaurier, you scoffed at the guy that just said.
That's
Nick
right.
DeLaurier,
I scoffed.
I just explained why.
I scoffed at a 33.
I listen to you when you put Greg, me on hold. Why don't you listen to me?
Because we are listening to you, and we can go back and forth, and we don't have to do it like this. I scoffed at a 33-year-old Nick DeLaurier who had been with the Sabres before, who had 4 points for the Flyers this year in 60 games.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm going to scoff at the idea of Nick DeLaurier. I'm going to scoff at the idea of Girgensons coming back again. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to attack this.
Why can't we talk about Brady Tkachuk? Like, that's toughness too, isn't it? Like, I'm all in on that.
I mean, people like to talk about Tom Wilson an awful lot for this.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys would agree that Philadelphia highly overstepped this year in terms of where they were. They should not have been nearly where they were. One of the reasons why they got to where they were, and yes, they missed the playoffs, but they had a player. I'm not saying they had Nick Delorier. They had a player like Nick Delorier, it just happened to be him, on their team, that he was tough, and he was a fighter. I'm not a proponent of fighting in the league. I'm a proponent of fighting. You don't have a player on the Buffalo Sabres that can do that.
Greg, they had less wins than the Sabres.
Like, they almost made the playoffs there, bud.
But they have less wins than the Sabres. They finished 3 points above the Sabres. Like, I'm not striving to be Philadelphia. I'm striving to be Florida. I want my good players to be tough.
Yeah.
I want players that are good and tough.
I agree, but I want my good players not to have to worry about being tough. Be tough, but be the skilled players that you are.
I don't think we're that far off, Greg. Like, yeah. Again, like, I'm trying to point to examples of teams where, like, worry about, like, does Matthew Tkachuk worry about having to being tough, or is he just tough? Like, that's what you're looking for here, where it's already in their DNA, but they also can actually play the sport, rather than waste any roster spot or minutes on a guy that's going to contribute nothing other than dropping the gloves, which is, at this point, what Nick Delorier is.
I think we are very far apart, because you're the Nostradamus that has humble bragged in the last 3 weeks that you were a proponent for Ralph Kruger.
True.
And he will go down as probably top two worst coaches in history.
Oh, no doubt. I didn't know that. What's the opposite of a victory lap? It's totally true.
If that's the case, start walking.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
I also don't think that, is that a humble brag?
What?
Not really. It's always funny. What? Hey, you like the idea of Ralph Kruger. So did the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
Sometimes people call and yell at us about things that they do.
Yeah.
And they hire a coach and like, all right, well, let's see if this works. This might be a good idea. Kruger had coached, what, 1 year in Edmonton?
Yeah.
All the reports out of Edmonton where everybody liked him and he got some good stuff out of that team. Then he came here. It was obviously terrible. And we immediately said, you should probably fire that guy.
Like, within a month, I was like, yeah. Oh no, what have they done?
Right.
Because did you remember why I liked the Kruger idea at the start, like before even it was a real idea? Because I thought, like, Gronberg was this for most other people, but for me, Kruger was, okay, this dude does other things. He's in soccer. He's on the World Economic Forum, like international hockey too, right? Like, I'm looking for different. And then he came in and was like the same as every old school coach that you've ever seen. And it wasn't good.
I'm still scoffing at Deloria. The Flyers are not. The Flyers are
holy
not over,
cow.
Overachieved because Nick Deloria was on the team.
Just because I don't want Matt Rempe on the Sabres means I don't want the Sabres to be tough.
Yeah. So anyway, I will scoff at the idea that like all these teams that are good have a fighter. Okay. Also, it all comes down to what you believe, and you'll never change your mind. Getting that guy doesn't stop your guys from getting run. That never actually happens.
Right. Darlene gets run because Darlene runs other people, by the way. We had that point earlier. They like, guys pick on Darlene because they don't have any toughness. Guys pick on Darlene because Darlene destroys people. He throws open checks, open ice checks. He's always cross-checking dudes in front of the net. These are all good things, by the way. I'm not saying these are bad things as Darlene. And he gets into stuff after the whistle. That's why people go after him, because Darlene is one of these guys that we want, I think.
Thanks for the phone call. Sometimes we're going to put you on hold and bring him back. I won't hang up on you. It's fine to disagree and, you know, slap it around a little bit, get spicy. That's fine. I'm going to hang up on you. But, you know, sometimes putting on hold is a little bit, let's just chat. All right. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the phone call. We're passionate about these Sabres. Get tougher, sure. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I like it when people call and yell at us. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's all good. Dane Brugler has a new 7-round mock, includes the Bills trading up. Click. And check in on that. More of your phone calls as well. And a Let's Get Stupid we can all have a good time with on the Bills uniforms.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.